This is Ag Markets More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hey, Bob. You just got back from a road trip you did through Utah, Idaho, Oregon, and you got some observations about the farms and ranches you saw along the way you want to share.
You know, when you take a trip like that, if you're paying attention, you oftentimes see crops and operations that you don't see around home. So it was really kind of neat to see that. Went up through Utah on into Idaho, crossed Idaho into eastern and then into central Oregon. And, of course, when you get you into those places, you see a lot of agriculture that we don't have around here.
Yeah, I thought that country was mostly high and dry like this place.
They've got a lot of irrigation water. The farmers that I talked to said that they had had really heavy snow this past winter, and you saw all of the irrigation going all the way through, especially in Idaho and into eastern Oregon. And so it's the variety of crops is kind of astounding. Everything from a lot of corn and, of course, alfalfa, but also onions, potatoes, sugar beets, even some dill. Dill is used in making pickles. So it's interesting. And of course, as an Aggie, I stop along the way and go out and take a look at what's going on in those fields. Also had a chance to talk to Liz, who was a goat producer in far eastern Oregon. And what I didn't know was she had a pretty good flock of goats, and that the meat goat prices were quite high. We're taking a look at, right now we're seeing fed cattle somewhere in the neighborhood of $130 per hundredweight. She said that they were looking at somewhere over $200 per hundredweight for those goats once she took them to market.
Where's the demand coming from, did she say?
Well, demand is somewhat local, although there is a demand from, I guess, from portions of eastern or western Oregon and Seattle and those areas that is really making it a pretty good market for them. And I think it's what we see there is that you have someone who's, in essence, developed a fairly small farm operation, but has success at something that is not mainstream, such as corn or soybeans or those kinds of things. So I think that that's sometimes we forget that there's a lot of different enterprises that folks can get into that they may make some money on. I think that's an important thing as we look at low prices in the rest of the country when you come to those commodity crops like field corn and soybeans, cotton. It's going to be a rough goal for many farmers this year, but probably those farmers who are raising potatoes and onions and other crops are probably going to be better off.
Because they've diversified.
That's right. And so it's really, really neat to get out and also to talk to people. The country in Central Oregon is much like it is here. In fact, I was out horseback riding and talking to the fellow. I said I could be blindfolded and dropped into that country, and I would think I was here in southwestern Colorado.
Little piece of heaven, then.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That's Ag Markets and More. You can catch up to this and all our shows at ksjd.org. Thanks, Bob.